6. Absolute or sixth phase integration. The present potential of the master universe is hardly absolute, though it may well be near ultimate. And we deem it impossible to achieve the full revelation of absolute meaning values within the scope of a sub-absolute cosmos. We therefore encounter considerable difficulty in attempting to conceive of a total expression of the limitless possibilities of the three absolutes, or even in attempting to visualize the experiential personalization of God the Absolute on the now, impersonal level of the Deity Absolute. The space stage of the Master Universe seems to be adequate for the actualization of the Supreme Being, for the formation and full function of the Trinity Ultimate, for the eventuation of God the Ultimate, and even for the inception of the Trinity Absolute. But our concepts regarding the full function of this second experiential Trinity seem to imply something beyond even the wide-spreading Master Universe. If we assume a cosmos infinite, some illimitable cosmos on beyond the Master Universe, and if we conceive that the final developments of the Absolute Trinity will take place at on such a superultimate stage of action, then it becomes possible to conjecture that the completed function of the Trinity Absolute will achieve final expression in the creations of infinity and will consummate the absolute actualization of all potentials. The integration and association of ever-enlarging segments of reality will approach absoluteness of state as proportional to the inclusion of all reality within the segments thus associated. Stated otherwise, the Trinity Absolute, as its name implies, is really absolute in total function. We do not know how an absolute function can achieve total expression on a qualified, limited, or otherwise restricted basis. Hence we must assume that any such totality function will be unconditioned, in potential. And it would also appear that the unconditioned would also be unlimited, at least from a qualitative standpoint, though we are not so sure regarding quantitative relationships. Of this, however, we are certain: while the existential paradise trinity is infinite, and while the experiential trinity ultimate is subinfinite, the Trinity Absolute is not so easy to classify. Though experiential in genesis and constitution, it definitely impinges upon the existential absolutes of potentiality. While it is hardly profitable for the human mind to seek to grasp such far away and superhuman concepts, we would suggest that the eternity action of the Trinity Absolute may be thought of as culminating in some kind of experientialization of the absolutes of potentiality. This would appear to be a reasonable conclusion with respect to the universal absolute, if not the unqualified absolute. At least we know that the universal absolute is not only static in potential but also associative in the total deity sense of those words. But in regard to the conceivable values of divinity and personality, these conjectured happenings imply the personalization of the Deity Absolute and the appearance of those superpersonal values and those ultrapersonal meanings inherent in the personality completion of God the Absolute, the third and last of the experiential deities.